freedom. It's a word that, in the context of the United States of America, has great meaning, especially on this weekend of Independence Day. But freedom doesn't mean, at least in the Catholic context, freedom doesn't mean just simply doing what we want. We are told by St. Paul in his letter to the Romans that the Spirit dwells in us. And we're told by Jesus in the Gospel reading for this Sunday, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." But he still says that there's a yoke, that he takes off the yoke of that which does not make us fully free, but it is the yoke of Christ that we take on, and that the Spirit, we are told by St. Paul, dwells in each one of us, so that we can have true freedom, because true freedom means that we are not about ourselves, that we are for God, that we are for neighbor, that we are for those who are most in need, and that we should be caring for them. And that our true freedom comes in giving away ourselves to God and to others, and not in just simply being selfish. This is what Jesus means when he says, "You're revealed to the little ones." Have you ever watched a child at play? I have nieces and nephews and godchildren. Especially when they were small, very small children, toddlers, and just a little older. And it's just the freedom that comes with that in the way in which they are able to imagine, to play, and to know that they are safe with their families. One of my godchildren, her birthday is this weekend, and I watched her grow up. And as she has grown, she has become a person of deep faith, and now wants to give of herself, not only for God, but also for country, in serving in the military, and in serving as a nurse, and in training to be a nurse. And in doing that, there is a freedom that comes in our giving of ourselves, not only in our service, but in our love, in our charity, in our care, in our concern. Sometimes we forget as we get older, and maybe we become more self-focused, more selfish, more focused on the things that we want, how we want it, when we want it, rather than on the freedom, because the Spirit dwells in us to move us out of ourselves into the world and into life in Christ that is truly free. There are those who sometimes want to just simply be about the things that are only important to them or only important to those who think as they do, rather than looking beyond self and self-interest. What is the burden that the Lord puts on us? Is it really a burden? That burden has a name. It's called love. Love of God, love of neighbor, unconditionally, in meekness, and in humility, the meekness and humility that brought him to the cross in which he was nailed, so as out of simply love for all of us, he died, so that we may have the opportunity for salvation. God is with us. And he calls us, he says, come to me with all of your struggles, with all of your burdens, and I will help you experience and understand what true freedom is and what it means to rest in the Lord, because he is the one who yokes us together with himself so that we may be able to go forward for him. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has put together many resources for this time. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org/COVID-19. Our prayers are with you. God bless you now and always. Thank you.